Once again, thank you and hello, everyone. Mike and Kim, your hosts today on The Good Stuff. And a reminder from the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board to visit valentine.com is the place you need to go to find out 50 things to do in Valentine area and Cherry County. Lots of things in the outdoor world, nice museums, great shopping, all kinds of things. So check it out. Visit valentine.com.
And have I told you lately about Tri-State Livestock News? They're a commercial cattleman's publication. And they have it all. Well, and it's not just commercial cattlemen. They carry all kinds of ag-related information. They have markets. They have information on ag-related events coming up. Farm and ranch equipment for sale, used, new. People are looking for equipment. They have information on grain, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle. They cover such a wide range, not to mention lots of rodeo. So make sure you check them out, tsln.com. That's Tri-State Livestock News, what ranchers read.
Kim, what do you have to share with us today?
I have a poem written by John R. Buchanan. The leather was hot when I dropped in my saddle, my mouth cotton dry as I measured my rein, a fist and a thumb in back of the pommel, my body still aching from yesterday's pain. The shoe boss is looking to check if I'm ready. The gate hand is waiting to swing the gate wide. His eyes ask a question as I let my bronc steady. I pulled on my hat and I holler, outside. Outside of the chute is the world of my choosing. Outside of the ranks of the 9-to-5 crowds. I really don't care if I'm winning or losing. Outside I will stay with a cowboy proud. As the chute gate swings open, I drive my spurs deeply in the points of his shoulders while marking him out. My feet catches rhythm as I start to spurn. This part of my life I know something about. No thoughts of tomorrow. I'm facing 8 seconds, a heartbeat, a lifetime. One never can tell, for more than one cowboy has gone to his maker and died in the dust when a saddle bronc fell. Now I hear the buzzer, the ride passed so quickly. I make my departure, then wave to the crowd and limp toward the sidelines where friends move to greet me. An 82 score will make anyone proud. I pack up my rigging and load my old pickup. Tomorrow it's Oakdale, where I have to ride. I won me some money, but I lost my family because of my longing for being outside. Outside of my youth and outside of ambitions, my life is consumed by an 8-second ride. Outside of a chance of peace and contentment, a victim of ego and cowboy pride. John R. Buchanan.
Here's some interesting stories for you. I don't know where they came from for sure, but we're going to share them, make you stop and go, what? Maybe scratch your head a little bit. Recently, I went to a McDonald's and saw on the menu that you could have an order of 6, 9, or 12 chicken nuggets. I asked for a half a dozen nuggets. We don't have a half a dozen nuggets, said the teenager at the counter. You don't? I replied. Nope, we only have 6, 9, or 12, was the reply. So, I can't order a half dozen nuggets, but I can order 6? That's right. So, I shook my head and ordered 6 McNuggets.
Oh, no.
The story above doesn't amaze me because of what happened a couple of months ago. I was checking out at a local grocery store with just a few items when the lady behind me put her things on the belt close to mine. I picked up one of those divider things that they keep by the cash register and placed it between our things so they wouldn't get mixed up. After the girl had scanned all of my items, she picked up the divider, looking it all over for the barcode so that she could scan it. Not finding that barcode, she said to me, do you know how much this is? And I said to her, I've changed my mind. I don't think I'll buy that today. She said, okay. I paid her for the things and I left. She had no clue at what had just happened. One more of those today. A lady at work was seen putting a credit card into her floppy disk drive and pulling it out very quickly. When inquired as to what she was doing, she said she was shopping on the internet and they kept asking for a credit card number, so she was using the ATM thingy.
Indeed, the ATM thingy.
The thingy out there.
The thingy. Very true. Let's wrap it up with this. An old woman was sipping on a glass of wine while sitting on the patio with her husband, and she says, I love you so much, I don't know how I could ever live without you. Her husband asks, is that you or the wine talking? She replies, it's me talking to the wine.
Oh, I didn't see that one turn. If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Have a great day, everyone, from The Good Stuff.